So Parshas Vayikra. Okay. So how does this go? I'm sure you've heard this from Rabbi Gershenfeld already, but you have the five books of Moses. You have Chumash Breishis is associated with Chachma. Chachma means Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Chachma is always the Reishis. That's why it says Maisa Avos, the actions of the Avos, is Simen Lebanim, is a sign to the children. It means all that happens to the Avos is the Shorish of all the mitzvahs of Torah, all happens after the Torah. That's why Chumash Breishis is Chachma. Chumash Shmos is Bina. Why is Bina? Bina is associated with Aim, the mother, right? Female, mother. Bina is the mother, represents the womb. It's the lady, the birth of Klal Yisrael. That's Bina. That's Chumash Shmos. It's the birth of Klal Yisrael, right? It's in Mitzrayim, Matan Torah. That's also a birth of Klal Yisrael. The culmination of the birth. Chumash Vayikra is associated with Das, right? So Vayikra is associated with Das. Why is it Das? What is Das? Ein Kishu Ela Das. All connection is Das. Das is connection of the upper to the lower worlds. And that's the concept of the Korbanos. The concept of the Korbanos is, what's a Korban? Korban is made up of Karev, close, and there's a Nun. Karev to the Nun. So the Korban is that we were mitrachek from the Nun, and the Korban is there to make us close to the Nun. What is the Nun? Nun is Nun Shari Bina, the 50 gates of Bina. Where do we see that? We see in Matan Torah, right? In Matan Torah, we went to 50 days from the second day of Pesach to Matan Torah, because on Matan Torah was the Gilui of Nun Shari Bina, that Kirv HaTekodesh Baruch Hu, right, which is the ultimate kirva of Torah, which is the kirva to the Nun. All chet removes us from that kirva. Now, the Mishkan was given to us, according to Rashi, Ramban, was given to us in this way, according to Ramban, because of the chet ha'egel. Right? The chet ha'egel was removed us from Matan Torah, and the kapara of the Chet HaEgel was Yom Kippur, which is also Matan Torah, but Matan Torah of Luchos Shnias, a more physical, with more involvement, a Torah with Amal, a Torah which isn't clear, right? So, says the Ramban, the same divine presence that was on Lishah for the moment at Matan Torah, that same divine presence is the divine presence that's with us in the Mishkan. That's why the divine presence which is Shorah in the Mishkan is Bein Habadim, between the Aaron Bris that's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, between the Kruvim comes the divine presence, and that we learned in last week's parasha, and Midaber El Moshe, the Anan, and speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why it says Va Yikra. It's Vav HaChibul, to connect us to the Mishkan. It's Vayikra. That Dibu to Moshe, that Chibu of the Mishkan to Moshe, and therefore to the Jewish people, that's the Chibu Lenun. Right? And that's the Chibu Vayikra. Now, how's that explained in the word Vayikra? So Vayikra, if you read it, Vayika and Vayikra. So Vayika, V'kararcha v'derech, it happens. Vayika means it happens, it's a happening. Happenings mean something happened to me without any chibu lamala, or any connection above. This happened, and this happened to me, and this happened. Olam kamin hagonohig. The world continues in its normal way, without any chibu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Vayika. The Aleph represents Alufo Shel Olam. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alufo Shel Olam actually is a representation of the Nun. I'm not going to explain it to that. Aim Habanim, right? That's the name of Nun Shari Bina. The first, it's a Loshon Ekiyeh. It's a Loshon of Nun Shari Bina. That's the Alufo Shel Olam, right? So that, Vayikra is Loshon Chiba, says Rashi. Loshon Chiba means a Loshon of association, a Loshon of endearment. Endearment means a relationship. So the Aleph makes this Loshon of happening and connects us to our Creator with Loshon of endearment, the Loshon of Chiba. So Vayikra is to bring on that Aleph that we lost by Mikre. If we see this world as a world of Mikre, a world of We don't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Whenever a person does an Aveira, he doesn't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. He disconnects himself from the Alufo Shel Olam. And the world is a world of Mikre, a world of happenings. A Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us free will to have the ability to do that. And then the world becomes a world of happening. We lose the Alufo Shel Olam. So the whole Tachlis of this Sefer Vayikra is to bring on this Aleph. Right? This Aleph is small. It's there, but it's small because it can't be fully revealed in this world. Only to Moshe Rabbeinu was it fully revealed, and only a certain aspect of it, right? But it's still small. Alufa Shel Olam can only be fully revealed by Olam Haba, the world to come. The full revelation of Alufa Shel Olam is by Olam Haba, and even there in Dargas ad infinity. Clear? So the Ramban and his Hakdama, he explains the whole Chumash Vayikra. He says basically, since Vayikra deals with Korbanos, and we explain that's called Karav to the Nun, so the whole of Chumash Vayikra is in dealing with different forms of Korbanos. Since it's dealing with Korbanos, it's also dealing with Tumah Vatara, because in order to bring a Korban, you have to be Tahor. And Tumah, which is Atima, is disconnection. And again, you'll understand, any form of Tumah is a disconnection from Tara, which is clarity. Tihu Yoma, the Gemara and Brachas, which is clarity comes from Chibut to the Nun. So it's also associated with that. And Tumas Meis is, when your Neshama leaves you, is ultimately you're not connected. The body is not connected to the Neshama. The Neshama represents, the Neshama is actually the Nun itself, right? The higher level of Neshama. Okay, now, and then we also have Korban Sibur and the Chagim are brought here. So really this Chumash Vayikra is considered is Chumash of Korbanos, Tumah Vatara, Korbanos of the Chagim, and all those which are associated with it. So now we have the Peticha of the Chumash Vayikra. It says, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, Vamarta aleihem, and tell them, Adam, a man, right? Ki Yakrib, when he brings close, Mikem, from himself. What do you mean he brings close from himself? So the simple pshat is, Mikem, Rashi explains, not from Gezel. But another understanding is, all Korbanos is associated with man distancing himself, and now man has to bring himself close. That means Yakriv, he has to cause himself, that part of himself which was distant from the Chet, he has to now bring it close. And that's what a Korban does. How does he do that? By Karev, becoming close to the Korban, this Korban Nun, La Hashem. Why Shem Hashem? We know Shem Hashem is associated with Midas HaRachamim. So a Korban invokes Midas HaRachamim. And it has to be Mina Behema, Mina Bakar, Mina Tzon, Takrivet Korbanchem. From these animals you bring the Korbanos, right? And now let's explain this a bit more. So now we're going to go here and we're going to associate how this works. So, says the Reikanti, that all our korbanos, I'm going to answer your question first, all our korbanos which comes from different animals, there's only two types of animal which were brought as an offering. It was a behema and ofot. Says the Reikanti, that, why is that? Because what's called the Merkava of Yecheskel, the Merkava of Yecheskel means the chariot on which Kiviyochel, there's the manhig, the person who drives that chariot, right? And he's manhig these chariots. What's in this chariot? In this chariot, like you have the horses, the normal chariot. This chariot, you have four things. You have Shor, the ox. You have the Nesher, that's the off, the eagle. You have Adam, man. This is Nevuah v'Yecheskel. You have Adam, and you have, or the Arye, the lion, and you have Adam. These four things were going to be associated with the korbanos. So the korban which is associated with the shor is the animals, the behema, and the korban which is associated with the nesha is going to be the off. Now explain. What does this chariot represent? Just as a human chariot, kiviyoch, right? We're speaking of Kodesh Baruch Hu, represents, you have a driver, and it shows the way the driver drives, and this is how he drives it. So the expression of this chariot, the horses, the thing which is driving the chariot, that's the expression of way Kodesh Baruch Hu's manhig the world. When a person turns his face to Kodesh Baruch Hu and he does an Aveira, he's going against that chariot. So that aspect of that chariot is Nifgam. That aspect of that chariot is not being brought into the world. The korban, which is associated with that aspect of the chariot, brings that aspect close and connected to the world. You with me? So therefore, when I'm bringing a korban of a behemoth, that aspect of the shor was nifkam, and this korban of behemoth fixes that aspect of the chariot, so it now has that expression in the world, right? The off, which is associated with the eagle, that aspect was nifkam, and that off, now I'm bringing into the world, being makrivi, I'm going to explain how, brings back that aspect of that chariot. The Aryeh, says the Rekanti, is associated with the Eish ala Mizbeach. The Eish on the Mizbeach, on the altar, looked, Chazal say, at least in the first temple, looked like an Aryeh, looked like a lion. Now, what's a lion? Lion represents Yehuda. Yehuda is Malchus. So the Eish represents the Gili of the Malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, right? Now, it says in Bayit Sheni, it wasn't a lion. In Bayit Sheni, it was a dog. Dog is associated, who we associate with dogs? Amalek, right? So it's associated with the Ra. It's not that the Pnimius, the Gilu Malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu is no longer in the world, because Bayit Sheni, with regards to Bayit Rishon, was like an outer Bayit over an inner Bayit. Bayit Rishon had everything. Bayit Sheni was only a shell in comparison to Bayit Rishon. That's why, as a shell, the Pnimius of Klal Yisrael, the Chet in Bayit Sheni was seen as Chinam. The Lev of Klal Yisrael wasn't there. There was Sina in the world, right? Okay, I'm not going to that now. So now that's the association. The Eish of the Mizbech is the association. What's the Adam? The Adam is the Adam HaMakriv, the person who's bringing the Korban that represents the Midas Adam in the world, right? So those four things were, when a person does an Avera, we're sort of disconnecting from the Kodesh Baruch Hu's chariot, and this Korban is Makriv through Adam, the Eish of the Mizbech, right? That's why we bring the Eitzim on the Eish of the Mizbeach, that's to fix the Aryeh. And the Korban, if it's a behemoth, so it's fixing the shore. And if it's an off, it's fixing the eagle. Okay? So that's fixing all those aspects to be revealed back into the world, because our Avera disconnects the chariot in the world. Adam is the person bringing the Korban, or the Kahanim who is Makriv the Korban. Every Chet, right? Every Avera, where is the makor for every avera? So whenever we see in Chazal avera, it's always nefesh ki techeta. Nefesh is a nefesh behemis. A person, Kodesh Baruch Hu berachamav. Even though we have, and I'm sure you've heard this, five levels of soul. You have nefesh, you have ruach, spirit, you have neshama, which is like your soul, right? Your bina, your intuition, whatever you want to call it, I don't know how you call it in English. Your chaya, which gives you life, that's your chokhmah. A chokhmah mechayet ba'aleh, the chokhmah of a person, that's what gives him real life. And then you have what's called your yechida, your unity. That's your rotzim. That's the highest level of self, which expresses the inner self. That's the unity. That's the place where we deeply connect to our Creator. Okay? Those are the shar hanun. The nun in the korban is associated with the higher level of self, the chokhmah and the bina. That's the shar nun. That's what we receive. On matan Torah, what do we receive? We receive the crowns, naaseh v'nishma. That's what we're written, right? Those crowns associated with chokhmah and bina, right? So those are what we received in matan Torah. We lost them with the chet ha'egel, and we regained an essence of them, an aspect of them, with Yom Kippur, with the Kapara, we gain some essence of them, which is in the Mishkan. And through Moshe, that Dibur of Torah, we get a connection to the Shaar HaNun, right? The Torah itself is that connection to Shaar HaNun. Just it comes with Amal and Torah after Luchos Rishonis. Luchos Rishonis was clear. It's Torah's Moshe. Luchos Rishonis, Shnias, is with Tircha and Amal, like the Tanchuma says in Parashas Noach. Okay? But that's an essence of those that Shaar HaNun, which is represented in the Mizbeach. When a person does a chet, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a big, big chesed when a person does an Avera. What happens when a person does an Avera? His higher level of soul is removed from him, so that he's not pogem, he doesn't destroy his, or he doesn't blemish his higher level soul. So his therefore, what's only left in him is nefesh behemis. So the only aspect of self that he's pogam, that he blemishes, is his nefesh behemis. That's why the pasuk says, nefesh ki techetav. It's only the nefesh behemis of a person which the sin actually has an effect on. So that's the only aspect of self that he has to now fix. Now, since that blemish is associated with a specific chet, that chet has to have somehow, that blemish in his nefesh behemis has to somehow be fixed. Yeah? So how do we fix it? We bring a korban which has a nefesh behemis, which has a physical soul, right? An animalistic soul. And that korban is associated with that pagam, that lack in the person's avera, and now he's going to be makrivit lemara, bring this soul about, bring it close to Hashem, and by being it close to Hashem, he's going to fix it. We'll explain how this works. So that's what it means, the pasuk, when it says, Adam, man, ki yakriv mikem. He's makriv from himself. What is he makriv from himself? His own nefesh behemis. How is he makriv? He's not a behemoth. The behemoth has his own nefesh behemis. It's not associated with him. How does the korban have his nefesh behemis? So that's explained, the Rekhant explained. We go to pasuk dalet. And we'll come back to the Ohr, because this is something which is clearly of all korbanos, what I'm saying now. It says, Pasuk Dalet, V'smach yado al rosh ha'ola. He places his hands on the head of the Ohr, right? And he rests on them, he presses on them, and he does vidui. Vidui is, how do you say vidui? Confession. He confesses his specific sin, which is associated, right? And he puts somech on the behemoth, with kol kocho, with his, all his strength. What is smicha? I'll explain what smicha is. Says v'nirtzalo, and then it will be a peace to him, l'kaper alav, to be a kapara, to a cleaning for him. This will cause a cleaning. How does this work? So we only see smicha in the Torah. All right. So where do we see this concept of smicha? We see in Chumash. We see smicha of Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua. Right. What does smicha then mean? V'ne'etzal mirucho, and we placed Moshe Rabbeinu placed his ruach of his nevuah onto Yeshua. So you had me'ein, the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Kashemesh lechama, just the shemesh gives, so just the levana, just the sun gives the moon its light, so too, the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, klape Yeshua, was like the sun to the moon. So then me'ein, his ha'ara, me'ein, his nevuah was given. So smicha, the concept of smicha is to transfer an aspect of yourself to something else. That's the concept of smicha. So here too, when I'm being somech on the korban, I'm doing my vidui, on the chet that I was pogim in my nafsho, I'm transferring the nefesh bahamis, the my physical soul, which is associated with that avera that I'm doing vidui on, to the nefesh of bahamis of the behema, which is associated with that avera, and it's connecting to the nefesh of bahamis of the avera, so therefore when I'm shechting now the behema, I'm shechting my own nefesh bahamis. Right? You understand that? That's what it means, ki yakriv mikem. It's the nefesh bahamis within me that's been makriv through that korban, and that's how I'm fixing it. Okay, so the Rekhanti says, im ola korbano. So it says, this is generally when we bring a korban. Tzarich lekaven hamakriv, the person who's been makriv the korban, sheha korban ahut murato. The korban is instead of him. Like I say, the nefesh bahamis is associated with that korban. It's instead of him, because his nefesh bahamis through smicha is now in this korban. V'ken ha'inyan mitchila lokeach habehema. He takes the animal u'mashlich la'aret b'choska. He throws it to the ground with strength. V'dome b'nafsho, and it's as similar to, as if his soul, right, his nefesh bahamis ki'ilu hishlich atmo. It's as if he threw himself onto the ground. U'kushemit v'adeh. When he does vidui on that korban through the smicha, right? Mode shechayev skila. He admits that he's chayev skila. Skila means stoning. V'od shochet ha-behema. Now he shechs the animal. V'dome benafsho. And he sees, he like figuratively sees it himself. Kilu shochet atma. As if he's shechting himself. U'mode shechayev hereg. And he's murdered, he's chayav to be killed through the sword, right? These are 4 mitzvahs based in, the 4 mitzvahs based in. Midas Adin, remember, Midas Adin requires that a person, chote, yamus, should be killed. So we're metakin that Midas Adin with the korban. We're giving that midas adin, that nefesh behamis that's in this korban, and we're killing it. That's giving it midas adin. So every korban, right? Every has part of din in it. You understand what I'm saying? We're giving it midas adin. Now it says chenek. How do you get chenek? Ki be'eid sheshochet ha-behema, when you shech the behema, tokif yado, you do with strength. Leshochta v'chon kama'at, and you strangle it a bit, you, right? Because you're betkifa, with force, hashchita shelo yishai, because there's an issu by shchita, you can't wait. You have to do it with force. The only way you can not wait with the shchita, and it's a psul in the shchita, is if you do it with force. So that's chonek, that like strangles a little bit the animal. So you have strangulation, that's the third misas based in. Hare hashchita, herig v'chenek, right? Shchita itself is herig v'chenek. The vidui is the skila, right? V'acharechen sofa, you burn it on the mizbeach, right? Domen nafsho kilu nisraf, as if he's burning his soul. That's the fourth misas based in. You're burning on the mizbeach. Umode shu chayv shreifa, and then his mode, this chayv shreifa, because he's putting on the mizbeach. Umitvadeh akorish v'hamitvadeh, and then he's through this video, v'akorish baruch hu mekablam, and akorish baruch hu is now accepting his atonement. That means this nefesh behemis of him actually does get killed. And the killing, right, is the enactment of midas adin. And that's how it causes a kapara. So now, through this korban, we remove this blemish of his nefesh that was associated with this behema. This blemish is now moved, it's now fixed through kivyochol, the arba misas based in, right, the four levels of killing, the mysterious nefesh of a person, right? We do this nowadays, you know when we do this? We do this in Kriyat Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. The first pasuk of Kriyat Shema and the first bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. That's what we do. We have the Kabbalah's Arba Mitzvah Basin. You see in some Siddurim, it says, in Ba'ava, to be Mekabel on a person, Arba Mitzvah Basin, and the four killings of Basin. And in Shema Esrei, it says, Mekabel himself, four Mitzvahs Basin. That's where we do it. But that's where it was done in the Korbanos, in the Shechita. Okay? So, we still do these things today. V'gam tzarech ha-kohen lir'od b'shas zrikas adam. Now, the zrikas adam is the ikka kapara. Why is dam the ikka kapara of a korban? Because dam hu ha-nefesh. The nefesh, the place, kivyochol, the nefesh of a behema sits, is mitchabe to the goof, is in the dam. And that, nizrak ala gabe yizbeach, right? You're shofich his dam. Because he was shofich his dam, kivyochol, by doing the aver, you're shofich his dam, you're zorek his dam on mizbeach, kapara of his nefesh, yeah? Now, ha'ish va'isha mitkaprim b'korban, right? Both a man and woman are mitkaprim b'korban. So the Kohen who's doing it is their shliach, right? He's doing it for them. It's kilu they're doing this to themselves. U'ba'avusha also listakel b'isha. So he has to look at them. When the Kohen's doing it, he's looking at them because he's instead of them. He's their shliach. Shlucha didan. He's our shliach to do this. This kapara for us, right? Or we can do the truth, we can do the shchita, but when he's makriv, he's doing it for us. We can't be makri. Kabbalah Saddam Mechulei and Zerika Saddam, he's doing it for us. So he's mistakel be'isha. It's also for him to look at a woman. L'chein asu akiyo. They made the kiyo. You remember the kiyo, the basin for washing hands? What was that made with? The mirrors. The mirrors of the women. Ki kishakoyen makri ko benashim. What does he do? He doesn't look directly at the woman. Mistakel be'kiyo. He looks at the kiyo, and the kiyo, the mirror, then sees the woman. V'roe bo pautzu fe'isha hamavia korban. Okay? Now the Ola comes, it's Machlokas of the Gemara, but Bikaron, it comes from Hirhur Havera, thinking, right? And it comes from Ase, a positive commandment, and a negative commandment, Shenitek La'ase. Now let me explain this. When a person does an Ase, doesn't do an Ase, what does it mean? Say a person doesn't do Kriyat Shema. If a person doesn't do Kriyat Shema, one day he has to bring an Ola, right? An Ola is a pius. What did happen when a person does... So Hirhur we can understand, that's just in thinking. Not doing an asi, did he do an action? He just schluffed in bed. He didn't do an action. There's no action against an asi. So really, it's a machshava. Even an asi is a machshava. A lav hanitik la'asi is also... What is a lav hanitik la'asi? It's a negative commandment which you can fix partially by doing a positive commandment. What's that mean? For example, stealing. Stealing is a lav hanitik la'asi. Yes? So what does it mean, stealing? I steal something. Then it says, lo tigs, or don't steal, you steal. Then it says, veheshiva gazela she gazal. Then you have to return the object. That's nitak la'asei. That means it fixes The asif, returning the object that you steal from a person, fix is the love. You with me? So what's left to fix? What's left to fix? Just his pius, he asks, he says he has a pius with his friend. What's left to fix? Just his machshava of stealing. So that's what makes sense. The ola, really, the ola is there to fix machshava. That's why the ola isn't really a chiyuv. The ola is a nedava. It's a free will offering. Yeah? It's a nedava. So it says, im ola korbano, if an ola is his korban, mina bakar, from the bakar, zachatamim, a male complete animal, right, without any mums, without any blemishes, yekriveno, he should bring it, el petach oel moed, to the door of the oel moed, yekrivoto lirtzono, as a rotzen, lifnei Hashem, in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It'll be a rotzen. How do you say a rotzen?
A will.
Desire before Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, so now, and we see this still associated with korban. So now, a few things we see in Ola. The Loshen Ola, and that it has to be completely burnt, right? Khalil, they're going to see that later on. Hector? It's burnt completely. Hector Khalil, right? It's going to be burnt completely for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now, and another thing we see with an Ola, it's a male korban, not a female korban. Okay. What is male? Why is an ola? First of all, an ola is kulu khalil. So we can't hear explains. What's zachar? Zachar represents male. What is a male associated with? So in the Gemara in Baba Basra, it says zeichet amalek, and his Rebbe taught him zachar et amalek, only the males of amalek. So you see that memory and zachar are associated. The Gemara associates the same word, right? Mm-hmm. Memory represents a person's machshava, his potency, his potential. Zachar represents potency. Yes. Nekeva represents expression of that potency. That's female, Nekeva. Yeah? I'm sure things you've all heard. Right? It represents the expression of that potency. An Ola is brought, like we said, for man's misuse of his potency. Hirahur he havera. His machshava, or lav nisklase, we explain it, or ase, we explain it's also associated with the gamma of his machshava, because the maisa was fixed by, or giving it back, or by just not doing it, didn't do an action, it was passive not to do. His potency wasn't expressed, yes? Or was not expressed in a proper way. So that potency is going to be, he took that potency, man's machshava, and he associated with his animalistic self, hirhu avera, his physical self. When a person thinks bad thoughts, he's taking his machshava, which is man's potency, and associating with his physical goof, right? That's what hiru avera is, yeah? It's associating his machshava to his physicality. So he's bringing his machshava down. So says Rekanti, in order for us to fix that, how do we fix that? It has to be done with an ola. Ola is version of aliyah, bringing up. We brought his machshava down to his physical self. So now we have to bring it back up to the level of machshava. So it's brought back to the level of machshava when it's kulo khalil, when it's all burnt, and it's made all into ruach. It's all made into like air, so to speak, like wind. It's burnt. When you burn something in fire, what's left? It's just completely burnt. It becomes kulo ruach, right? So when his machshava was mitgashem, became physical, and get associated with the physical self, now we take that machshava, right? This nefesh behemis became more associated with this guf. We take that machshava, and right? That's the begam of that machshava. We take it and we burn it completely, ola, to make it rise completely to Hashem. That's how we fix it. You understand? That's why it's an ola. And that's why it's a zachar. Because a zachar represents that concept of potency. The ola is the begam in the potency of man, the machshava of man, right? Or the asa and lav nita klasa, which we explained is only a pegam in the machshava, because the rest, the maisa we fixed through returning it, or through that we didn't do, was not an action against Hashem. Clear? Clear? So that's why it has to be a male offering. Clear? When we bring a korban, there's two main things in bringing a korban. There's the zrikas hadam, and there's the achil of the kahanim. Both those things, the ika kapara is with the zrikas hadam. Right? So I explain to you, the dam is nefesh ha-adam, but dam. The nefesh of a person is associated with his dam. right? So when we zorik the dam al mizbeach, right? Shenishpach dam al mizbeach, right? Is a kapara of the nefesh behemis in a person. That's the zrikas adam. The achila, right? Is the achila the korban? Why is achila kapara? By Ola, we see we don't have an achila. The only place we have an achila, we're going to see is at a chatas we have an achila. Zichre kahuna eat a chatas. So we're going to explain a chatas. I'll explain there why achila is a kapara. There's, what are the main things which every korban has as a hakrava on the mizbeach? Right? There's two main things, is the fats. What are fats associated with? We all know if you want something to taste good, it has to be fatty. Right? Meat, if it's a little bit fatty, it tastes good. Any, you know, nowadays they bring like trans fats and like fake fictitious fats to make things taste good. But fats, okay, so fats associated with taivas. So an avera is association of his nefesh, which is his dam behema, right? The nefesh, which is the place of the chet. But the avera is usually associated with the fat, with the taivas of a person. Because it's his goof, the desires of the person. All avera is associated with the desires of the person. Okay? So that's why the fats are brought up. Now, where do we shech the ola? And this is also the same place we shech the chatas. These are the sin offerings and the ola offering, which is for a sin. V'shachat, Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'shachat oto al yerech ha-mizbech tzfona. We shecht it on the northern side. Lifnei Hashem. In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means north, west side. V'zalku v'nei Aaron ha-kohani medamo al mizbech saviv. And you put it all around. Shnayim shen arba. Right? Two, that's four. Okay, so now, why is it on the northern side? So, the Akant explains that north is associated with dim, associated with strict justice, right? That's why, because we learn from the Pasuk, the Hara, Ra will come, Tipatach B'Tzfona, will come from the northern hemisphere. The northern hemisphere is the place where Ra will come, because north is associated with Midas Adin. Darom is the place of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was more on the southern side of the, right? Southern represents Chesed, right? Okay. So the Mizbeach, which is the Kapara is done, it's Midas HaChesed. That's instead of me being Makbid, the Korban instead of me. That's a concept of Chesed. The Shechita, we said, is the concept of Din. We shecht the animal. It's as if we ourselves are being shechted. And that's done b'mokum din, b'mokum tzfona. That's why we shecht the korban b'mokum tzfona. The chatas and the ola are shechted b'mokum tzfona, on the northern side, right? So that's why it has to be on the northern side. Clear?
Because it's associated with...
Why tzafon, explain what we did. What does tzafon mean? Tzafun. Tzafun is something which is hidden, yeah. The hiddenness, like, is always when there's boundaries. You bound something, you hide it. When there's hester punning, there's din in the world. Something which is hidden is bounded away from you. So safon is associated with something which is hidden, something which is bounded. Any place you say, you see something which is hidden, something which is separated from you, that shows din. Now, chatis in posuk, kavzayin, dalet kavzayin, right? Again, nefesh, im nefesh achat techeta, bishgagai, does a shogeg, me'am ha'aretz v'asta, achat mitzvot Hashem, asher lo ta'aseinu v'ashem. He does something wrong. And it's known to him as chet, and he brings a korban, right? And it's a nekeva. Sirat izim, tamima nekeva. Why is a chatas nekeva? Nekeva is associated with din, right? Zachar is potency, nekeva is associated with din. Din is metaken din.
Din.
Justice is metaken din. Right? Now, and why is a nekeva din? You understand why a nekeva is din?
No.
Din, a nekeva, a male is potency. Like, just in the physically. A man expresses himself into the female, and the female gives the man form. For example, I take a piece of clay, right? Now, a piece of clay is anything. It's potency, right? In a certain sense, the piece of clay is a representation of potency, male. What I do to it, I can make a cup with it. So I give it form. When I give it the form of a cup, I've associated it to be a cup. It can only be a cup. It's now only a cup. That means I gave it boundaries. Before, and it could be anything. That, it could be a cup, it could have been a vase, it could have been anything. I put it into a cup, so I gave it boundaries to be a cup. That's din. Din's associated when you give something boundaries. When you bound something, give it form, that's din. The female gives the male form. That's why a male his potency gets expressed. You have a child, it gives it form. You understand? So two, so I could have made it into a vase. I could have made it into a whole lot of things. When I put din onto it, I'm giving it boundaries. That's what din is. So din is to give something boundaries. That's what the word din means. Din is dial. Dial is sufficient. I'm giving it a boundary. You give it, right? You give it a boundaries to things. That's what an akaver is. We say that din is metaken din. Just as we see in the Mayim HaMa'ar, the waters, the bitter waters of Moshe Rabbeinu, he took something which was bitter and threw into the bitter waters, that din is metaken din. Right? So too, the korban chatas, which is in a cave, which is din, is metakin the chet, is metakin the tzfon, and then in the northern side, the din of the chatas. Okay? Din is metakin din. Im mina of ola. If the off is an ola, korban ola, that you bring if you're poor, v'kriv mina torah mina bnei yona, et korban ola. So I explained before, this is connected, in the chariots, it's connected the eagle, right? So this is a kapara of the tainting in that anhaga which represents the eagle. So here, Surikanti says that the Torah and Bnei Yonah represent opposites. And it doesn't matter which one we bring here, because the Ola, the Ofot, represent a higher aspect. The Behemah is a lower aspect of self, and the Ofot represent the higher aspect. And then the higher aspects of self, the higher levels of self, din and chesed, are not, even though they're opposites, they exist together. So therefore, with the Ola, you can bring all the Torah or the Bnei Yonah, which represents chesed and din, but in the higher aspects of self, chesed and din are synthesized. With the Behemah, the lower aspect of self, so it's not synthesized. So you bring a Behemah, which is a Zachar, which in for Ola is Midas Rachmi, Midas Chesed. Okay, because potency, like we were saying before. So now, that's what the Ola. Now, there's a special thing you do with an Ola. That's the next possible. What do you do? It says, V'ikriv HaKohen, Positesvav, Et HaMizbech, he brings it to the Mizbech, Umalak Et Rosho, he cuts off its head. How does he cut off its head? He cuts off his head. Malik is done with the tziporin, with the nail of the kohen, and mimul opo, from the back of the neck of the ola. Right? The Rikanti now explains this, and this is a little deep, so we'll see if we can do this. So he explains, he says, okay. Hine, hamalika, the malika, the shechting of the ola with the at the back of its neck, with the tzipporim, with the
nail.
Dugmat arifat pitri chamorim. It's like the arif of the petah chamor. The egla arufa, the egla arufa. It's like the breaking of the neck of the egla arufa. What do you explain? Pitri chamor is when you... The rekanti, the rekanti. So he says, I shouldn't have actually read this, but okay. It's the knocking off the head when you have a... When we are at Mitzrayim, there's only one animal which we do pidyon, which is a chamor, the firstborn chamor. And if you don't do a pidyon on a seh, so you break its neck. Or the egla rufa, if you didn't find someone who's killed and you don't know who killed him, so because so the zikne ha'ir go and they take an egla rufa, a calf, and they break its neck as a kapara. It's like it's a form of korban, I suppose. As a kapara of the death of the person. Okay, so the malik of this off is similar to that concept. I'm not going to explain that. Ki ha-makom ahu nivcha lachlok la-kavod she-teitzei nafsho b'lo yisurim. That's the place that the soul will go out without yisurim, without big yisurim. Onam, right? Ha-malika renes ki hu pana, the malika is the back of his neck. Why? Kuhu pana el Hashem, oref. He turned his face to Hashem. He turned his back to Hashem. That's why the malika is at the back of the person's head. Right? V'lachen tzare malchus. You need to be hit. Me'en chet ov. Like his chet. Because he turned his head to Hashem, so he gets malika, which is loshen malchus. Therefore malika hurts more than shchita. Shchita is with a knife, it doesn't hurt. Malika hurts a little bit. You shechting the off with your nail. It's not like cutting with a very, very thin knife. It hurts. Like malchus. Because what's Malchus there? Malchus is to bring a person from Ridui, from merit, from turning his back to you. You give him Malchus to re-return. You hurt him to make him return back. So the Malika is that's Kain Malchus, he says. And this is because we were Am Kashe, and the Malika is there to soften us up. The hit is there to soften us up. Okay. Now he says something which maybe we'll do. He said, so that's the concept of the Malika is the Ola, the off. Umisoda Tziponayim Tavinze. And now we're going to understand that the Malika is done with the Tziponayim, with the nail of a person. But Tavin and understand, Ma Tama Tziponayim, why the Tziponayim, when you cut them, Mapile Metaisha, causes when a woman, Chas V'Sholom, if she stands on them, she can lose her child. That's why, you know, we're very careful in Halacha, we cut our nails, right? Tzadik Sorfo, we keep them, we throw them down, you know, down the toilet, we throw them in a way the woman can't, you know, just leave them around. You should be careful. It's Halacha. And that's Sodat Tziponayim that causes Hapala of a woman, right? So now,
miscarriage
of a woman, yeah. So now it's maybe
the woman steps on a nail, yeah. She got shocked.
So not shocked, not because of the shock.
No, not shocked.
When Adam Rishon was chote, so he got a levush. Chazal say a levush of tziponayim. Tziponayim
was what?
When he did a sin, he got a garment dressed in nails. Right, that's what we look at nails. Motzei Shabbos, right? It's okay, so that's the sod of Avdala, looking at the nails. I'm not going to go into that. That's also said sod of Avdala with the nails. Okay, but look, let's do one. So nails is associated with the protection that Adam HaRishon became more physical. So he came down to the lower worlds. So he needed protection from the lower worlds, which is the worlds of Ra, the worlds of evil, right? So the nails is that which protects him from the world of Ra, right? So just as we know that Din, you protect with Din. So nails represent Din. That's why where you find nails on boundaries. Nail is the boundary, and also physically, your nails protect your fingers, your toenails protect your feet, right? If they were soft, it would be much harder. It's like a nail is a protection. That's what nail is. So Din is Metakin Din. So Ra represents Din. The removal of Chesed is Din. Removal of God's presence is Din. So nails is associated with Din. When Din is associated with Chius, with life, so that Din is a good Din, because it's protecting life. But when that Din is disconnected from life, so that Din is a much harder Din. Listen to this. All tumah, all impurity, right? All impurity comes from a place where could be pure. All life, all the word impurity, the avi avoda tumah is death, right? The highest of impurity comes from a person's death. He's avi avoda tumah because he has the highest level of life. All impurity, explains the Ramban, all tumah comes from the removal of the potency of life. So when I have something which is protecting me, right, all sharias of a person, all things which are associated with life and they get not associated with life, you have tumah. That's why zav or zava or shichvat zera, right, all these things have associations of life. Like a person, a woman, if she's a nida, she could have had life there, then it gets removed from her, the ability to give life. A person has shichvat zera, removed from that ability to have life, it's removed from him. All those things, the potency of life, when it's removed from him, that creates tumah. Death is the removal of life itself, right? That's avi avoda tumah, is death, right? Anything where you see a potency of life and life removed, that's it. So the nails, which represents the boundaries of a person, which is the protection of a person, that's what it represents in Adam Rishon, the protection from the world of Din, the world of Ra, when it's disconnected from a person, it represents the Din itself. And what does Din mean? Removal of life. All tumah, right? Din is represents the Ra in the world. The removal of Chesed, that means the removal, so to speak, of the Neshama, the removal of life, represents this concept of Ra, of Din. You with me? So now this nail, which represents the concept of din, it's the boundary of a person. We said the boundaries always represent din, to put boundaries, and it's the protection, but it's protection of din on din, right? Something hard, right? Protects us from din. So you have a shield. You know, in war, you can protect yourself with a sword. Protect yourself with a shield, right? It's a war thing. You don't need it. It's not chesed. A shield's not chesed. You protect, in war, you protect yourself with something which is an attack, right? The best, sometimes the best form of defense is attack, right? Mm-hmm. So something which is hard, something which is din itself, protects you from din. When that din is removed from you, it's now completely din. Since it's now completely din, right? That's what represents. It represents the tokif of din, the strength of din. Remember, what does din do? It's removal of life, the removal of chesed. Right? That's when din appears, is the removal of chesed. A child is in the womb of a mother, in the rechem, rachamim, right? It has life there. When it steps on something which represents din and attaches itself to din, there's an attachment, right? So that brings on the concept of the removal of life, the removal of the child from the womb, the place of life of it. That's what, so that, in that sense, it can cause, chas v'shalom, hapala, the removal of life from the place of rachamim, from the place of mercy.
You said din.
When a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, in order to create the world, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't have form in the world, and if the world represents just the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence, so there's no world. In order for the world to be, it has to be a removal of God's presence. The removal of His presence is the removal of His goodness. That's the creation of Ra in the world. That concept of din, the beginning concept of din is the ability, it's actually the ability for there to be form. Form can also be chesed, but it can be din and chesed, but the removal of chesed from the world is the tokif adin. Right? So when you remove, when something represents protection, represents din, you remove it from its chiyus, the strength of din. When you remove it from its protection as din, its good din, it then becomes the worst din, the worst din, you understand? And that's what the nail represents. And since it represents the worst din is the removal of chesed. The removal of chesed means the removal of this child from this place of rechem, the place of rachamim, where it's chiyus, and that's how it affects the child. Chas v'shalom. Okay?